We're celebrating the art and power of music all this month thanks to the support of the Maine Community Foundation, Northbridge Companies, and listeners like you. Welcome to Music That Moves Me.
I remember the day that I first heard Everything Your Heart Desires on the radio. I was drying my hair and putting on my mascara in front of the mirror with the radio blaring. The cymbal roll, the pulsing guitar, the rhythm of the claves and drum machine didn't sound like anything else on the radio in the spring of 1988. But the vocals were distinctly Daryl Hall's right from that first, oh. I spent the entire day in front of my radio waiting for that song to be played again so that I could dub it onto a blank cassette. It'd be a few more weeks before I discovered the album in Ames, so I could spend the entire day poring over the liner notes. Like many of Hall & Oates' songs, the music was upbeat, but deceptively so. The lyrics themselves were mournful, the kind of mournful that we feel when, try as we might, we just can't have things the exact way we want them as they play out in our wildest dreams and imaginations. I think that idea is understood so well by adolescents, when they move from the innocence of dreaming big to the experience of realizing the unfairness of life. The lyrics that resonated with the 14-year-old me were, what goes on behind closed doors, you don't know. Maybe she cries herself to sleep every night. In 1988, my brother had been gone for about 5 years. You know, still pretty fresh in our memories, even though nowadays 5 years goes by in a blink of an eye, so does 25. It's just because I was there when it happened, because I saw his body on our front yard. After that happened, I just kind of escaped into my room and into my music, and it just offered that solace. It offered words. I didn't have those words to express what I was feeling and what I was going through. And all of us in our family were grieving, and trying to hold everything together was very difficult. My name is Heidi Whitney. I live in Southern Maine. I'm a high school teacher, and this is Music That Moves Me.
All of our Music That Moves Me stories are archived at mainepublic.org, where you can also share your own musical memory. Visit mainepublic.org for all the details.